please step right up. The show's about to begin. Forget your troubles and raise your cups. Here's to this moment, it will never happen again.
This is Offstage and On the Air, performance number 359. I am back. It is Lisa Sheps, and I'm here with my lovely, supportive, beautiful, and amazing co-host, Miss Nicole Shiro. You're listening to us on KOOP Hornsby Austin 91.7 FM, streaming live at koop.org. Remember, if it's theater, it's on Offstage and On the Air. You better not go away.
Hurry, hurry, step right up. The show's about to begin. Forget your troubles and raise your cup. Step right up. Feast your eyes on the wonders of this world. Oh, yeah.
I was talking to a gypsy.
It is Wednesday, May 4th, 2016. On the show today, we have the City Theater and their show, The Arden of Faversham, and Zach's pre-production company and their show, Mixtape. And of course, we will have lively discussions of the world of theater in New York, especially New York, but also Los Angeles, London, Canterbury, and Brooklyn, Iowa. Don't go away.
Maybe she was.
Yes, Brooklyn, Iowa is a place.
Nice opening song, by the way.
I knew you would like it. So that is from the original Shuffle Along in 1920-something.
That was a great year.
It was. I remember it. I remember it well. So
not too cold, not too hot.
It was just right, just like the Three Little
just
Bears.
Just like you, Lisa.
Aw, go on. Well, first of all, I need to thank you from the bottom of my little heart for covering me for the past 3 weeks. You did an awesome job. Thank you.
Well, thank you. And I should thank Tracy for helping.
If you just give me a second, I'm getting there.
And the Bob Tolero.
I'm going to get there. Okay. It's in the script.
Sorry.
So, also, thank you so much to Tracy Schultz, who of Remix fame, that engineered, and Bob Tolero, who did a marvelous job as a co-host.
I know, and he brought gifts, too. I was like, Bob Tolero.
Okay, well, now I know who I'm going to call when you're not
available. Yeah.
So we just heard a great remix, and it was sub-DJed by Taj. DJ Taj did a great job. Mostly
when
music,
Mr. Sims was jamming out, I was enjoying the remix today.
Yeah, so it was fun. Future reference, so that everybody knows, in the next season, which begins on the 1st of June, Remix is moving to 2:30 on Wednesday, and we will be following, I believe it's International Folk Bazaar.
I believe it is. I was looking at that. I was like, ooh.
Yeah. Ooh, it's going to be fun.
It's a mystical and magical mix-up moving around in the middle of the week.
International. So, checking in with you. How you doing?
I'm okay.
All right, see you later.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm frazzled.
Yeah, I guess I feel like that.
I am frenzied. I am frazzled.
Tell me, Lisa.
Peaked as any Alp. Yes, I know some
Tell
musicals.
Tell me, Lisa.
So let's introduce the cadre of folks.
There are lots of peoples in the room today.
Mr. Robert Stevens is in the house. Get right up on that. Everybody's sitting. I don't want to judge you guys, but you're lazy.
All the kids freaked out. You can sit if you want.
You can sit if you want.
Like, oh my gosh, there was mass eyeballs popping out of
heads. I totally acknowledge my laziness.
Yeah, not yet. And I wasn't pointing my finger at you. New to the show, Victoria Rosenthal.
Hello.
Hello. Way over on the other side, Josh Wexler.
Hello.
How are you?
Very well, thank you.
And Jen Malstead, young Malstead. You know
you
what?
Got it.
Too many names. Too many
Hi,
names.
Lisa.
Hey, good to see you again. We have Brendan Rodriguez.
Hi.
We have Taylor Thomas.
Hello.
And finally, last but not least, Mr. Jackson Walker.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
How you doing? It was almost Wendy Williams-like. It was right on the verge.
We have to get right to this because there's so much I want to talk about, and we're really going to cover just a little bit. of stuff. So before we get to the Tony nominations, first of all, I was so jealous to not be here for the last 3 weeks because I believe a gazillion
all
shows
the stuff
opened.
I know, and I kept saying when we were talking about the reviews last week, I'm like, man, Lisa's not here for this,
a
and
gazillion.
This is like, and not no bueno.
There would have been some arguments last week.
I know
way.
That's why, oh, and yeah. I made a comment. Well, Lisa and I would have argued.
You
here.
Did.
We
yeah,
would have argued
totally.
Here.
Yeah, people let you get away with stuff. I would never do that.
No one did get. I was also jaded last week.
That's what you kept saying.
I was.
I don't know if that's the proper
I'm a little
use.
Jaded today, too. Just
I'm just
so you
saying
know.
I'm not sure that's the proper use of the word. The pre-production, the pre-professional company could probably, they're smarter than us.
No, there's other stuff going on. I'm jaded.
All right, you're jaded. You're jaded. So, the two openings we have two openings on Broadway, one off Broadway that are very notable. One is Shuffle Along.
Yes.
Which we just heard the 1921 version of it. And this is a show that had, it is the first Broadway show that was an African-American creative team and cast. It barely made it onto Broadway, and it played a Broadway house in the 50s somewhere. It was like way out of town.
Yeah, it wasn't quite in the theater district.
And so that was, you heard the recording, a remastered recording from that. And so this Shuffle Along, there was controversy, as we all know, whether it was going to be a revival. It wanted to be a revival, so it didn't have to go against Hamilton. You think Hamilton's going to win? We won't go there. Or was it original play? And I sort of side with the Tony people because it's not the original Shuffle Along. It's actually the original Shuffle Along is a story of a mayoral campaign. Not mm-hmm. easy to say. And this new one is the story of putting on the show Shuffle Along. So it's a whole new book. So
I was about to say it to me. I guess I would still say if you change what. 10-15% maybe that would still be a revival, but it seems like it's a lot more content than that.
Well, but they are,
and that's a leeway.
Yeah,
personally, I think it should be like 2%, but you know,
well, I don't know.
I'm jaded.
You are. So they open at the Music Box Theater, my favorite theater.
I was just
from the
say
outside.
You don't like it on the inside?
I like it on the inside, but the outside is magical.
It is really magical, but I do like the inside.
Who here's
a lot
been
too?
To the Music Box Theater in New York?
Oh, it's a beautiful. It's one of the
what?
Best theaters
what?
On. Have y'all ever been to New York?
I haven't been to New York since okay. I was 9 years old. I've never seen a show on Broadway. This is Josh.
Really?
Oh my gosh.
I didn't know that, Josh.
I saw every national tour that ever came through Dallas, Texas, but I've never seen a show in New York.
So we are going to
have a field trip planned, I believe.
Great. You buying?
Absolutely.
Great. We'll stay at the Waldorf.
This show, according to Mr. Ben Branley, opened with a whoop and a sigh. Opened with a whoop and a sigh.
He's been his reviews lately have cracked me up.
Well, it was a good review, although our did he like it was medium way, but he did like it. And the cast includes Brian Stokes Mitchell, somebody named Billy Porter, and this is a name I do not recognize. Audra McDonald.
I don't know who any of those people are.
I believe
she
had a farm somewhere.
Do you think they might? Do you think they? They might go somewhere, any of those folks. So, they could be rising stars.
The girl on the poster, Afra, was just in Sophisticated Ladies at Zach.
Oh.
She's a girlfriend of mine.
It always comes back to Zach. What's her
it
name?
It does. Afra.
Afra?
Yes.
Like I offer you
exactly.
a ham salad sandwich?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know what that meant. Josh? I can't be. So Audra McDonald, love song, love letter to her.
I don't think I've ever read a bad review from Audra McDonald, to be quite honest with you, ever in her career.
And so she plays...
With good reason.
She plays the character Lottie Gee, who happens to be the most talented gal on the Eastern Seaboard. And Ben Brantley says, of course, it's typecasting.
Yeah, well, they haven't met me.
That's true. Or me. Or me. So, looks like a good show.
It does look like a good show.
10 Tony nominations.
I know.
Including, Your call is important. Musical, best book. Brandon Victor, whatever his last name is, Dixon, and Adrian Warren won for best featured, scenic design, costume design, director, choreographer, and orchestrations.
It's a lot.
Not bad.
It's not 16 though.
It's not 16. Did anybody get 16?
Somebody did.
So bored with Hamilton. Love it, but...
Can I tell you? I'm just so over it.
Yeah. But
it's so over it.
It's
you cannot tell me it's
the
only best thing.
It's more than the spring awakening, dear.
No. Yeah.
It's way more. Well, they won a Pulitzer Prize, I suppose. That's a pretty big deal.
Even it's the Lion King of this generation.
Oh my God. Yeah.
It really is.
Actually,
I was
Lion King
to
was
it out.
Very groundbreaking when it
That's
opened.
Funny. My brother and I was like, I'm like, is it the Rent of our generation? Nope. Still isn't even that.
Nope.
It's the Lion. That's what I said.
It's even
the
more
Lion
than
King,
that.
But it's more than that. I'm over it.
All right. So clocking in at 3 hours and 45 minutes was our other opening, which is Long Day's Journey into Night, which had a decent cast.
Which is a long journey into the night.
Long Day's Journey into Night.
That's an appropriate name.
Is it? It's a favorite of mine, though.
You know, I'm not. It depends on the content for me to do the 4 hours. Sometimes
yeah,
I can
tough.
Do it. But you know what? This one actually is a
well,
good one.
If it's done
I will
right,
agree with you, Lisa.
If it's done right, you don't feel it. But Mr. Brantley said you felt it. He said this was a little long. But it starred Gabriel Byrne, Michael Shannon,
love
John Gallagher Jr., and somebody named Jessica Lange playing Mary. And she's so perfect for this. And she
really
got,
is.
That's what the review says.
You know,
she can do anything.
You know, she's the only other Brit to actually host the Tony Awards, besides James, to hosting
she's
this
British.
Show. She's born in Britain, people. She's
is
technically British.
Is that
we
true?
We have an ambassador
British person
here.
Doesn't know.
Yes, you should know.
Yeah, just so you know,
you
y'all can
know
Google it. There's
the
a little bit of trivia for you.
We'll have to Google it.
Yeah.
So Ben Brantley calls this merciless yet compassionate. And I circled this, so I don't know why, but I'm going to read it and see.
That's
I think
interesting.
Like
merciless
it.
Yet.
This is damning. Oh, it's talking about the show itself. The Long Day's Journey is a semi autobiographical story of one Eugene O'Neill, and it's complete with damning, wounded words are spoken and retracted, and then re-spoken again and again and again. So it's but it. It's something that I would like to see. Jessica Lange's last, the great British actress, Jessica Lange.
Jessica Lange, the great British actress.
Her last Broadway outing was in 2005. Do you know what she played?
I'm trying to think what was going on that year. Wasn't
was
it
in
Tennessee Williams? No.
She was in Zui Loico de Cristal.
It was Tennessee Williams. Darn, yeah. My memory. See, and you argued me about Angela Lansbury.
Yes, Glass Menagerie. Or as one newspaper article in...
This cracks me up, Lisa.
The Crystal Zoo.
The Crystal Zoo. They actually translated...
So anyway, that opened. Spanish. The other thing that opened that I really want to see is Dear Evan Hansen. To Pasek and Paul show.
Yes.
With my boy, what's his name in it? Directed by Michael Greif.
You know, my boy's in it
obviously
too, though.
Obviously a big fan.
Is your boy in it?
Who's your boy?
I don't know. I'm just saying. Just being his buddy.
I promise you. Not to tell.
Well, my boy is Hugh Jackman and J.J. Watt. I got two boys.
Okay. Well, it's nice to have two boys.
It is nice. Too bad they don't know.
That's not necessary. Trust me.
That's true.
In my head, it's wonderful.
The person I was trying to remember was Benjamin Platt. Who played, who was in Pitch Perfect 1
yes.
and 2. And I've decided that when I first saw Pitch Perfect 2, I didn't like it, but now I'm in love with it.
You cracked me up after
I'm in love
you,
with
when
it
you
now.
Said you watched it again at home. I'm like, you didn't like it? What?
So here's a word. I'm zipping through these because there's stuff I really want to get to. And we're going to zip through the Tony noms as well because there's just too
it's
much
totally
to talk
fine
about.
Because
so here's a word.
Point?
So I talk about these words that critics use that you need a dictionary. And this is one that in context I thought I knew what it meant until I looked it up. So I'm going to give it to you guys. You ready?
Yes.
Thank
yes.
you. It's a verbal medium. His hands flutter nervously as if trying to semaphorically erase his latest awkward utterance.
Please spell semaphorically.
S-E-M-A-P-H-O-R-I-C-A-L-L-Y. Would you like me to use it in another sentence?
Please use it in another context, in another sentence.
As the boat entered port, they looked at the person that was acting semaphorically.
Yeah, semaphore is like Morse code, but with flags.
Exactly. Robert
dun, Lynn. Dun, dun,
dun, I had no idea. It's those flag guys that do this.
Robert got it right.
It is also the
30 points to Gryffindor.
There's also those flags on the trains. They also
use
flags.
Oh, yeah. Yes, the train people right. do.
Dear Evan Hansen, I'm not going to go through it. It was excellent, and it's a great story, and I want to do it for my December project at Ground Floor Theater.
Oh, that's,
but
oh, that's a good
get,
idea.
I doubt I can get the rights at this
well,
point.
Know.
So I'm going to just... Tony's 16 noms for who do y'all think's going to win the best
Alexander something right
Alexander Hamilton. But you know what, I'm going to skip the Tonys. I'm going to go straight to
thank you
Taylor wanted to say something. What?
I was just going to say, I actually had the opportunity to see Hamilton on Broadway about a month ago, and it was an amazing experience.
I know a lot of people like it. I'm not doubting that it's a great show.
Wait a second. Right now I'm hating Taylor. You saw it. Was it amazing?
It was spectacular.
How is Philippa Sue? She's the one I want to see the most.
You know, I did not like her as much on the soundtrack. I thought she had a beautiful voice, but when I saw her in person, her acting was phenomenal.
And who was playing King George at this time?
It was Jonathan Groff. It was the original cast when I saw it.
A month ago, he wasn't in it.
He just left. Shannon saw him and he left the day after, and Shannon was just there like 3 weeks ago.
How did you
get
your tickets?
It was a Christmas present. We bought them through resale.
I want your parents.
It all sounds the same to me.
You are so wrong.
No, you are not wrong, Josh. I agree with you.
Hamilton sounds like In the Heights and Bring It On mashed up. It's da 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 da.
How can something go through so many emotions and sound the same?
Taylor and I are not speaking to that side of the room.
Josh, I'm on the same page with you.
But I am, as much as I love the score, love everything I've seen about it, I'm tired of hearing about it.
That's the point. That's me too. I was that way.
That doesn't discount how good it supposedly is.
I was that way before I saw it. I was very tired of it, and I really didn't want to go see it, but I did, and it was amazing.
Let's talk about the Easter Bonnet competition.
Oh my goodness, yes.
And it's amazing. So this is Equity Fights AIDS, Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS. It's a 6-month competition to all the shows to raise money, and it ends in a competition of Easter bonnets.
Yes.
Hold, somewhere in here I have all the winners. So the winner of the Easter bonnet was, where'd it go?
I don't remember who. I saw some of the photos.
The Hamilton took for the presentation of the opening number, which I was going to play for us, but I'm tired of Hamilton. But it is Sweeney Todd. They do Sweeney Todd. And there's a link on our website, offstageonair.com, and you can see a lot of these videos. There's great. There's one with, I lost her name. Rhiannon, Fleetwood Mac. Stevie Nicks was on it.
She showed up at School of Rock the other day and played with all the kids.
And it was School of Rock.
Yeah, she jammed with all the kids.
The Fun Home did a West Side Story, G. Officer Krupke thing. But I'm going to play this one for you because I find it just really funny. This was the guys from On the Town, I think. And this is about cell phone usage in the theater.
My favorite diva, Patty, can go a little batty if she sees a camera when she's out on stage. This one night during Gypsy, she got a bit off script. She stopped the show.
Woo, your girl was in a rage.
She yelled out in a voice that shook the lighting fixtures. Who do you think you are? You're the stop the gag vectors!
Yeah, turn them off. Including video, don't even try. But if you're fully prepared to die,
you film, you kiss your life goodbye.
Oops. I didn't fade out. It just ended. So that was such a cute. And so, again, this is a video. The songs, they do parodies of these songs. And so who can tell me what show that's from?
Book of Mormon.
Book of Mormon. Which is Zach doing?
No.
Did I hear that? Okay. I made that up in my head.
We're doing In the Heights.
That up in your head.
Yeah, you're doing it in the Heights. That's right. So that it's just great. Go to that website and look at all these videos. They're so much fun. I want to play one more piece of music for you guys, and it's going to be sort of a quiz. And I found this interesting. This is something I just learned. Josh, you probably know this.
It's a very ancient saying, but a true and honest thought, that if you become a teacher, by your pupils you'll be taught. As a teacher, I've been learning. You'll forgive me if I boast. And I've now become an expert on the subject I like most. Getting to know you.
Okay, so that is from the film of King and I. So here's the quiz. What is that voice that we're listening to?
Are
you going to say Marnie Nixon?
Nixon?
Okay. So does everybody else think that's Marnie Nixon? Okay. So Marnie Nixon, as Josh is about to say, are you okay? You're dying over here. I'm going to turn your microphone off. Marnie Nixon was the voice of the King and I. of Anna. She was also the voice of
My Fair Lady.
Of Audrey Hepburn, and she was Natalie Wood's voice in West Side Story, amongst others. Mm-hmm. She's known as the person without
the voice.
But what's interesting is if you think of those three things, which are the most popular things that people know of her, they're very different qualities of voices.
Very much.
So she studies how the actresses sound. So what's interesting, what you heard in that piece was the talking of Deborah Kerr and the singing of Marnie Nixon. And when you listen to them, you cannot tell they're different people.
Because she's good.
I'm just saying.
She's good.
Hands off to her, or hats off to her. All right, one more thing. Oh, shoot. All right. Charlie Brown cast has got, Charlie Brown is opening with your girl from Matilda that you love.
Oh, Millie Shapiro, yeah. The greatest child actor ever on the face of the earth.
Okay, we're going to do this theater quiz really quick. We're running out of time. So this is a theater quiz that I get online, and I take the quiz. They're sort of hard, and then we're going to see how you guys
did. How'd you score this week?
I did 4 out of 5.
Okay.
Okay. So
we try to beat Lisa as a group.
Here it is. Lotta Lenya, who won the Tony Award for a role in the Three Penny Opera, was married to Bertolt Brecht, Maxwell Anderson, or Kurt Weill?
Kurt Weill?
Kurt Weill.
Oh. They don't know who that is.
Ulsters. It was indeed Kurt Weill. What won Best Play for 2009 Tony Awards? God of Carthage, Dividing the Estate, and August Osage County. She says Osage County. Yeah, okay. God of Carnage. Which I saw at Zach Theater.
I didn't know. Okay.
What was the name of William Shakespeare's father? John, George, or Alfred?
Ringo.
John.
I like Ringo,
John.
Though.
It is John. I answered George. That's the one I got wrong.
I like Ringo.
In the musical Mamma Mia, you guys should get this one. The name of the daughter trying to identify her father is Sophie, Donna, or Lisa?
Sophie.
It's like your poppy.
It's like a choice.
It's like your poppy.
Mamma Mia is the only musical I ever chose to get up and go to the bathroom in the middle of.
Yeah, well. All right, and this is a gimme. Who wrote Death of a Salesman?
William Shakespeare.
William Shakespeare is correct.
I'm just kidding.
Do you want to do the Hojmagoj, the trivia? Oh, it's not ready.
No, I have it right here.
Okay.
And which is funny, as I almost had
to be very quick.
Three Penny, but I didn't because it was too long.
Still got to be very quick.
Okay. So Curtains in 2007 got a Broadway in a year after Fred Ebb's death. The show, which lovingly combines a spoof of 1950 musicals with a backstage murder and two romances, was one the pair had worked on for years. Peter Stone, who died in 2003, wrote the original libretto. Who helped Kander revise the book and complete the lyrics?
Nobody answer this. We get it at backstage.
A. Terrence McNally. B. Douglas Wright. C. Thomas Meehan. D. John Guare. E. Rupert Holmes. And there is a Broadway bonus. What is the original title of Curtains?
Okay, we will answer that at Backstage at Offstage, which I've got to rush away from the theater today, but at the end of the show, Nicole is going to run backstage and talk to everybody.
Yes!
So that's groovy. We're going to take a little break. We are 3 minutes behind. Oh, no! We are 1 minute behind schedule.
Yeah, we're going to make
Yay.
It.
Yay. This is from a little show called She Loves Me.
Because you know I love it.
Because I know you love it. Here it is.
Greatest musical ever.
This is Barbara Cook singing Ice Cream.
Love her. Ice cream. He brought me ice cream.
We are back. You're listening to Offstage and On the Air with Lisa Sheps and Nicole Shiro. We have been speaking to a whole bunch of people, but now we're going to turn our attention to Victoria Rosenthal.
Hello.
And Robert Stevens.
Hello.
Of City Theater's production of Arden of Faversham. And am I pronouncing that correctly?
You are pronouncing it correctly.
Yes.
I'm one of those annoying people that has a very long surname. So I think we're just using the second
It used
surname.
To be a big, huge book. Charlie is in the house. Great.
Thank you.
We have to do some spoken word stuff, and it used to be a big old book, so I didn't even look at that one. All right. So, so I spoke it the proper way.
You didn't.
Yes, because I spent a lot of time in London. That's a lie. So you guys are doing the show, the Arden of Faversham, which sounds funny, amazing, and dark. So somebody tell me about it.
I'll read you the title on the first quarto, which is The Lamentable and... true tragedy of M. Arden of Faversham in Kent, who was most wickedly murdered by the means of his disloyal and wanton wife,
who for the love she bare to one Mosby hired two desperate ruffians, Blackwell and Shakebag, to kill him, wherein is showed the great malice and dissimulation of a wicked woman, the unsatiable desire of filthy lust, and the shameful end of all murderers.
Oh my gosh. And who wrote this piece?
It's actually anonymous. Know.
It's anonymous. Yeah. And this, but people like William Shakespeare are possible.
Definitely. Scene 8 definitely has a lot of Shakespearean attributes to it. It's an epic monologue.
Is there a
monologue.
Sword fight?
There is no sword fight. In fact, we do have some knife fights, don't we? And there's some guns knifing. And
is there a blood budget?
There is blood. There is blood.
Okay, that's exciting. Blood. You just saw me perk up. Fire, water, blood.
So who do each of you play?
I play Green, actually traditionally played
the
by
the color
a man.
Or the person?
a little bit of both. I play Green, who's traditionally played by a man, but I am sort of a pseudo-murderer. I actually hire other people to do the dirty work, which is a great role. I get to be a little bit evil, and I love it. It's a great role to play.
Yeah, evil is fun to play.
Unfortunately, it really it's very Fargo-like. The two people she hires are perhaps not the best.
No. And so you are the person that did the hiring.
I am the person that did the hiring. Arden kind of
she did the
made me a little annoyed. I'm baying for his blood.
So did we change the gender of both you and the other spouse, or is that just wait and see?
I think there's been a little bit of cross-gender casting in this particular production. It's all done very, very well. I think in line with the RSC's version.
Royal Shakespeare Company.
Back a few years back, maybe 2013.
Okay, maybe.
Maybe. I'll say 2013.
Let's just say it. What the heck? And Robert, who do you play?
I'm playing Lord Chaney, who I call Lord Deus Ex Machina because I come sweeping
you fix things.
I come sweeping in at the end to, you know, bring justice to the evildoers.
Oh, the evildoers. I'm just missing that phrase these days. So we're going to take a really quick tangent here. And Victoria, I'm going to ask you to give me a number between 6 and 29.
15.
Oh my God, that's exactly what I had there. So let's see what...
Is it really?
Yes, it is. Let's see what 15 is.
We're the Kathy Dunn Hamrick Dance Company. You're listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin, 91.7 FM.
Woohoo! That was like stereo.
That stereo. Was like stereo. We have not heard the Death Eaters.
I was like, we haven't heard them.
That, I believe, was our very first season 7 years ago that we recorded that. So that's an old one.
That is. There's some goodies on there, though.
So what a fun show.
Absolutely. I mean, it's got a little bit of everything, so what's not to love?
So we call it a dark comedy.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So everybody's going to like this.
Yeah.
I said, kiddos? What's not to Can love? Kiddos come?
PG-13 or what would you say, Robert?
I'd say it's PG-13. I mean, it's there's PG-13. A lot of hinting about it, wanton lust, but
few innuendos.
I don't think it's really going to be.
Well, you know what they say.
I think wanton lust
love
is,
goes out the door when money comes
these
innuendo.
Days. Exactly.
And of course, kids are going to love the blood stuff.
Yeah.
So there is a blood budget.
Well, I'm an adult. Blood, water, fire makes me excited.
There you go. Go see American Psycho.
I know. I want to.
I know.
Maybe
you
even
do.
This weekend. I'm still looking at flights.
No desire. So y'all opened this last weekend.
We did.
How's
we
it
did.
Been?
It was a good opening weekend, and hopefully we'll continue a good run. I'm sure we
There's
will.
There's no hope about it.
I'm sure we will. We have a very, very talented cast and a great mix of some newcomers and some old hands as well. So it's a really great mix, really strong cast.
Old hands, lovely. That's a nice way of saying yeah, old
of
farts,
you,
like
yes.
Me, yeah.
I'm going to tease backstage at Offstage because, Victoria, you are new to the theater scene here in Austin, correct?
I am. I am one of the newbies in Austin.
Is this your first show here?
It's actually not. I was in another show
then.
At City before.
Oh, you were? Yeah. Okay, which one?
Man for All Seasons.
Y'all were here for this show. Well, great. So we didn't talk ahead of time. Sometimes people do scenes. Did y'all want to do a scene or no?
But we unfortunately
we scene together.
don't interact in the show. Well,
perfect.
I say stuff and she listens. So
who is the director in this?
It's Kevin Gates.
Kevin Gates. Did he do a decent job or is he a schlock?
He's really. I mean, he is really he knows schlock? This stuff and what he's really good at, besides picking really good actors, you know, myself excepted, is parsing out the language, making sure that it's understandable, which obviously with something of this age is hugely important.
That's the next question. So we know that Shakespeare writes in iambic pentameter, and so that it can be a little daunting for those of us that are not accustomed to that. How is the language in this? How are people going to understand folks?
I'd say it's less highly poetical than a lot of Shakespeare.
Yeah, definitely a little less verse. There's a little bit more prose, so it's a little easier to follow if you're not as familiar.
Well, I'm assuming that all of you are prose.
Yeah.
Anybody?
Ladies and gentlemen, she's here 5 days a week.
Prose before hose, yes.
Okay. Well, we don't. We're just gonna ignore that. Actually, I'm not going there. Skating the line there, Robert. I read you the rules ahead of time.
You don't know where the edge is unless you cross it a couple times.
I think you're okay this time. Otherwise, you know what? So who else? Did you want to shout out to anybody else in your cast? Who are some of the other players in the show?
How large is the cast?
There are 13 of us. So it's quite a large cast.
Yeah, lucky number.
Well, it's actually pretty small for Shakespeare.
but for City Theatre.
But for a normal theatre.
It is amazing how many people
they can put on that stage. I know.
It's pretty amazing.
And we are all on it by the end.
We all are. No, we do have a fantastically talented cast. Say Courtney Bailey Parker, Nolan Blair, definitely one to watch. Cody Jenkins, Bridget Farias Gates, who plays Alice. Who else? Who am I missing? Bo Clement.
Kevin Smith. Arden.
Yeah. Robert Stevens, Amir Mubarak.
Yeah.
David Paul, somebody named Victoria Rosenthal.
It's Bo Paul, actually.
Bo Paul.
Yeah. Bo and I have kind of become attached at the hip lately.
We did a lot of bus stop together. Right?
Yep.
We did bus stop together. Now we're doing Arden together, and later in the summer we're going to do Postville together.
People are going to start talking about
you. I know.
Is he your Bo?
So how long? When do y'all close? So you're open now.
We have three more weekends.
So
three
May 22nd.
May 22nd. And where can folks go to get more information?
They can go to citytheater.org.
CityTheaterAustin.org.
CityTheaterAustin.org. Very correct. You are correct, ma'am.
Nobody knows City Theater's website. No. Andy Burkowski, take note. This happens all the time. Well, I'm so happy to have had y'all on.
Thank you very much.
I hope you have time to join Nicole backstage.
Yes, please don't leave so you can come play backstage.
That would be great. So this actually song, I tried to find a good song for this, and I just thought Marriage was a really good thing to do. And this is from the musical of the... Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
Oh, there you go. Who knew?
Marriage is for old folks.
Two people watching TV. That's the story of my life.
I like that. Yes, because you and I are so married.
That's true. We are. We act it.
We do.
All right, so let's get into the local stuff. There's not a lot that I really want to talk about. I do want to say this, though.
Two weeks ago,
I went to see Arena, who was the... Jennifer Sherburn, Natalie George, and Justin Sherburn.
Yeah, we had them on out at the...
It was out in the Hill Country. It was beautiful. And I just love to see people doing interesting work in unconventional places.
The images look great. When Natalie was talking about how she was lighting it, I was fascinating to me. And then to see those purples with the Hill Country sky... I was just like, whoa, that was really breathtaking.
The whippoorwills were whippoorwilling the whole time. So it was very, very interesting.
Yeah.
They were whippoorwilling. That's a word I just made up.
I'll take it.
Okay. And, I hope I have the piece of paper here that I was going to talk about Paper Chairs production of Poor Herman that opens in 2 weeks, and I don't have it here. So go to, I must have put it up. So go to nowplainaustin.com and check out Poor Herman. Do you have anything?
I had the Out of Ink 2016, the Carry On, the... with Scriptworks.
The 10-minute play.
Yeah, it's running at Hyde Park Theater. It closes this weekend on the 7th.
I may try to go see it. It's fun.
It sounds really cool.
What are the... this is a playwriting contest where playwrights take 24 hours or a week to create something, and there are three things that they have to do.
The fodder for this year's fling was all props and scenery must be able to fit into and include a carry-on suitcase.
Which is the requirement for anybody that does a show at Ground Floor Theater.
Two, a character in the play must write a note for another character which the audience never gets to hear.
Ooh.
Three, the sound of the land. I don't know what that means.
I just did it.
Oh, there you go.
There it is.
Dun, all right. Dun, dun, dun.
So we're going to go right into today in theater history.
Dun, 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 dun. Theater history.
Robert will remember this. In 1859, it is the birthday of A.L. Erlanger.
And who would that actually be? Well, of course, it's a secret name, isn't it?
You know the team Claw and Erlanger.
Yeah.
Producing dozens of Broadway shows. But one of the shows that they produced was a jazz singer.
Oh, okay.
So that's good. It's also the opening night of the musical Extravaganza in 1891. Robert, you and me, we were there. I believe we were sitting 10th row center. Wang. I know. Excuse me. Starring DeWolf Hopper, who I don't know. And then in 1976, the year I graduated high school, I was a bicentennial kid. 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue open. It's an Alan J. Lerner show. Do you know it?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know how long it ran?
No, I don't.
Yeah, it was Leonard Bernstein composed
32
it.
32 performances?
Oh, no, you're close. Seven.
It didn't seem like it was open. The reason I knew about it is you and I were talking about all the political shows like Love Fiorello, it. About mayors and stuff, and I think we
discussed
that
before. So it ran about as
before.
Long as the Carter presidency.
Let's see. In 1982, Master Harold and the Boys, Atoll Fougard, opened on Broadway.
That's
with Lonnie
Mr.
Price,
Fougard.
Zakes Mokay, and Danny Glover.
Oh, yeah, that's a good cast.
Those people will go somewhere.
Yeah, they might.
Angels in America, Tony Kushner's show, opened in 1993 at the Walter Kerr. Ron Liebman, Joe Mantello, Marcia Gay Harden.
Doesn't seem Stephen like it was Simmel. That long ago. Really?
You're
93? I really am that old.
you are. 2003, I don't remember this. PBS Hollywood presented a TV version of The Gin Game starring Mary Tyler Moore and who?
I don't remember, I do remember this.
Think Step in Time.
Dick Van Dyke.
That's cute.
We
together
haven't
again.
Had Step in Time in a while. Lisa.
That's right. Well, you could have heard it a little bit when I met Victoria. I went right into it.
Oh, you did.
I specialize in really bad Cockney.
We call that Step in Time.
Let's see. 2005, Sweet Charity opened with Christina Applegate.
Yeah.
Yep. And then in 2011, you know, the problem with Sweet Charity is it is not a good story.
You know,
it does not have a good message.
And
I love Sweet Charity.
I love the show, but
the
its message is
the
not empowering.
That's no, great. Yeah.
The message
version
is
with
so
Christina Applegate should have been left. The last show Bob Fosse did in '86 with the revival with
Paige Davis was good.
I wasn't crazy about it. I'm sorry. I know. Page, and I'm sorry, I was crazy about her.
Debbie Allen and B.B. Newworth killed the '86 version.
Yes.
But Sweet Charity has a very bad message for young women.
Yes, it does.
It's a very bad
But yet
message.
I'm still addicted.
There you go. Okay. Love it. Don Moore Warehouse version of King Lear. I couldn't. Opened in 2011, starring somebody named Derek Jacobi.
Oh.
Yep. Billy Shakespeare. Birthdays. Howard De Silva, 1909. Oh. Audrey Hepburn, 1929.
Lisa.
Your girl, Anna Gassner.
Oh,
in
1967. I love Anna. And Lauren Lovell had her baby at Zach.
Oh, Mazel Tov.
Mazel Tov. Welcome, Georgia, to the
Did
world.
Did she have a little male-identified baby or female?
She had a girl. Her name is Georgia. Georgia Elizabeth.
Female-identified.
Yes.
Very good. Okay. Well, good. So we're going to take another little break. We're going to hear a little bit of Side by Side by Sondheim. This is one of my favorite songs. It's so much fun.
Tall and tender like an Apollo, he goes walking by.
Can I say something about cornucopia popcorn?
I just was eating the dill pickle earlier. That stuff's addictive.
It is delicioso.
Oh my goodness.
I am like 8 pounds heavier just from the first.
They have a new flavor, honey mustard. Oh, who knew it'd be
How
good
was that
on
again?
Popcorn.
My favorite is the Mexican chocolate.
I haven't had that
so
one yet.
The Mexican cayenne chocolate.
I wasn't going to try the dill pickle. Amy made me try it. I was like,
all right, let's jump right to the Zach Pre-Professional Company and their production of Mixtape. And so here representing them is Josh Wexler.
Hello.
And Jen Young Malstead.
Hello.
Not yet. Maybe when they start. Oh, yes. Yeah, sorry. Do that. We just show how the sausage is made here.
Lisa's teaching me everything.
Brendan Rodriguez.
Hi.
And cracking me up. Taylor Thomas.
Hello.
And Brendan Jackson Walker.
Say it again.
How you doing?
How you doing? Somebody come over here to this microphone. I know y'all like each other, but we want to hear. So you know, we talk to Josh and Jen all the time, so I don't really care about them. I want to hear all of you, or two-thirds of you are juniors in high school, correct?
Yes,
ma'am. And, ma'am, that's good. Yeah, you need to get right up on the microphone. And Taylor, you're the oldest of the group, aren't you?
I am the oldest.
You're a senior.
I am a senior.
Lovely. Where are you going to college next year?
I'm going to Indiana University, Jacobs School of Music.
Indiana wants me. Lord, I can't go back there. You probably don't know that song.
Nope.
70s rock and roll.
Tay's been with us for a long time.
Like 7 years?
Like four.
So how many years in the pre-professional company?
3 years.
And that's how long it's been in existence, isn't it?
Yes.
You are.
Did you come on last time? Were you here?
I was not.
She is not been here. I tried to tell you she wasn't.
It was a different girl.
So is there?
She's a very similar disposition.
Are the founding
wonderful?
Are the founding company members of the pre-professional company? Or do they have their name emblazoned on a wall at Zach Theater?
Yes.
If you pay enough, I guess.
So who wants to tell me about the show mixtape?
I guess I will.
Okay, yeah. Jackson, tell us. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Okay.
It's a really, really fun show. It's kind of comprised of a bunch of different pop songs throughout the decades, just a bunch of fun music.
Which decades? Do you have the early 1900s?
I believe so.
No, you do not.
There's a wide range of stuff.
Does it range from standards to rock and roll and things like that?
There's
pop, soul.
There's Madonna. There's jazz, Michael Jackson.
NSYNC.
There's NSYNC.
Some music theater in there. It's a broad spectrum.
What are your musical theater shows?
We're doing selection from The Wild Party.
Mm-hmm.
And
which Wild Party?
The Lipa Wild Party.
There are two.
And,
that ran at the same time.
Fosse. I know.
And some Fosse. Yeah, and we're doing some... what else are we doing? We're doing some selections from Smash, the TV show. Mm-hmm. So it's a music theater composers in style, but not necessarily musical. Mostly pop music.
Are you doing it from the Smash, the baseball one, or the Pasek and Paul... sort of rip-off group?
The
baseball one.
The baseball, yeah. Yeah,
because the two boys are right. That's Pasek and Paul.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You're looking at me like I was crazy.
I think it's just the crazy old lady glasses that makes me look a little nuts. No, my glasses, not yours. But hey, it could be you or me.
This is the old lady side. Well, cool. So what's fun about this? Do we dance?
A lot of dancing.
Oh, our show is very standard and legit last year. And because is on Broadway now, mm-hmm. you know, with Hamilton, we wanted to expose the kids to a lot of contemporary material.
I understand that one of the people here in this studio has seen Hamilton.
That would be me.
But at the same time, and you'll hear later when Taylor sings, that part of my platform as a teacher, this is an education program, mm-hmm. and we're a process-based, a skills-based program. So we spend a year training these kids to become the kind of performers that we would see in what we could consider a pre-professional level of excellence in a showcase show. We don't do book shows for that reason. And this is more about the process and the skills development. And it culminates in a production. But seeing these kids grow throughout the years, and personally, one of my platforms as especially vocal educator, is to cultivate an appreciation for legitimate singing the high school age range. I don't think that's very valued in our music theater community, especially.
You should get Audra McDonald to be a guest teacher.
Sure.
I'll call her.
Great.
Hold on.
Great.
Hold on. So, she's listening. Audra, just give us a call at the station.
So that's what we try. Even with the pop music, you know, in rock, that pop music, you know.
Crazy right. kids yeah. in their rock.
Let's take a moment to listen.
Great.
So who do we want to listen to first?
We'll have Jackson and Brendan singing Hard to Handle.
Hard to Handle. Okay. And just remember, since we show how the sausage is made here, you control the volume in your headphones. If you can't see anything, hear anything, just let me know. It's always, we never know.
They're standing to sing.
Up.
And they're
okay, you guys
so
ready?
Much taller than me.
And remember, if you like, and I actually, Taylor, you didn't hear this, so a little bit more of the sausage making. If you belt, step away from the microphone. Okay? So here we go. This is Jackson Walker and Brendan Rodriguez singing Hard to Handle. We'll be right back.
Hey, here I am, I'm a man on the scene. I can give you what you want, but you got to come home with me. I've got some good old loving and I got some more in store. But when I get to throwing it on you, you got to come back for more. Boys and things that come by the dozen, that ain't nothing but drugstore loving. Hey, little thing, let me light your candle, cause mama, I'm so hard to handle now, yes I am. Actions speak louder than words, and I'm a man of great experience. I know you got another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand, don't be afraid, I'm gonna prove every word I say. I'm advertising love for free, and I replace your ad with me. Boys are things that come by the dozen, but that ain't nothing but drugstore loving. Hey, little thing, let me light your candle, cause with mama I'm so hard to handle now, yes I am. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Boys and things have come by the dozen, but that ain't nothing but drugstore loving. Hey, little thing, let me light your candle, cause with mama I'm so hard to handle now, yes I am. Oh, hard to handle now. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. What fun.
So it's a fun song.
You guys, do you come from, is most of your training prior to this in musical theater? Because this is a whole different style.
I actually went to School of Rock for a little bit before I ever did musical theater.
Right, and you worked with the fella, I don't know his name, it was on the remix. Yes. What was his name?
On the remix.
Jamie.
Yes. Ellis. Sims, sorry. Why I call him Ellis.
So you sort of had the, what about you?
I'm definitely more of a musical theater.
Yeah,
background.
So I mean, I would think it's a whole different set of chops.
Yes,
definitely.
Andrew Lloyd Webber would argue with you.
Well, especially in music theater culture, you have to be able to do everything.
These days, absolutely.
And as part of this process, like the first year we did all rock, and this second year we did classic music theater, and then now we're doing a broad combination including pop music, which is different than how you would treat rock music. And it's our hope to teach them how to handle these this variety of material through the process.
Well, I know the next piece is a little long, so I want to get right to it so we have time for it, because we just that's going to be Taylor. And tell us about this song, Taylor.
This song is I Have Nothing by Whitney Houston.
Story of My Life.
Yeah. From the classic The Bodyguard, and I think it's a beautiful song.
Okay. Well, great. This is Taylor Thomas, and she is going to be singing the beautiful song I Have Nothing from The Bodyguard.
I'll never change all my colors for you. Take my love, I'll never ask for too much. Just all that you are and everything that you do. I don't really need to look very much further. I don't wanna have to go where you don't follow. I won't hold it back again. This passion inside can't run from myself. There's nowhere to hide. And don't make me close one more door. I don't wanna hurt anymore. I'm staying in my arms if you dare. Or must I imagine you there? really need to look very much farther. I don't wanna have to go where you don't follow. I won't hold it back again. This passion inside can't run from myself. There's nowhere to hide. Your love I'll remember forever. And don't make me close one more door. I don't wanna hurt anymore. Stay in my arms if you dare. Must I imagine you there? Don't walk away from me.
Oh my God. Congratulations. Yay. So I certainly hear the classicalness of this. Are you? Have you taken other classical training besides what you're getting here?
Yes. Josh definitely emphasizes the classical training.
Did you sing Tu Lo Sai?
No, she skipped right to Batti Batti Ome. This girl,
straight for the Mozart.
I've got to brag about Taylor for a second. This girl is every single school she auditioned for. For vocal performance, she's studying opera performance next year. Was accepted at every program she auditioned for. This girl is she's an exceptional singer, as you can hear.
Well, we are plumb out of time, so tell us about the show. When is the show mixtape?
It is next weekend.
Next weekend.
So we open next Friday.
The 13th through the 15th, is that correct?
You got it.
And where can folks go to get more information?
They can go to zacktheater.org.
You're going to have to search for it when you're there, but yes. It's under the ticket section.
We're revamping our website,
good.
Too.
Good. Excellent. Yeah. Well, thank you guys for being on the show.
Thank you so
much.
And we hope to see you
us.
Backstage.
I was like, y'all can't leave. You need to come backstage.
Welcome. That was...
They think I'm kidding.
That was... That was Josh Wexler, Jen Young-Milestead, Jackson Walker, Brennan Rodriguez, and Taylor Thomas of the Zach Theater Company's pre-professional company and their show Mixtape, which is May 13th through 15th at the, and I'm sure I mispronounced, the Kleberg stage. For more information, search zachtheater.org. And of course, this is the song I had to play.
A mixtape.
We didn't get to the part where I had to do some bleeping of some words.
I was just about to go. You faded out before the bleep. But you
well, I fixed it. It was going to happen. So anyway, I wanted it. We've run out of time.
I know.
So thanks again for another lovely show, and I'm so happy to be back.
I'm so happy you're back, too. I mean, I had fun with Kevin and Bob
Tracy.
I'm glad you're back.
Anyway, if you're listening to the podcast, stand by for Backstage at Offstage. Nicole's going to be back there. Whether you're not, stand by for Austin Monitor News. They are back. Nicole and I will be back next week when we look at what's happening offstage and on the air. And I played this one, actually, again, for Nicole as well. If I can figure out how to fast forward this darn thing.
I saw it. You better not get it in, because I'll be very upset.
Yeah.
It's a show with a blood budget.
Here we go.
Here we are, backstage at Offstage.
with repetitiveness, the musical.
Redundancy.
Redundancy. Oh, so where off. Every lyric is the same lyric all the time, every day.
So here we are backstage. We have two veterans here, and then we have four newbies, which is very, very exciting. It means lots of information to tell. So we're going to just jump right in here. And Jackson, we're going to go with you first here. Jackson, where are you from?
I am from Austin, Texas.
Get out. You're an actual Austinite. Indeed. Born here, too?
Yes.
You
yes,
know you're have. A rare breed.
Am I really?
Yeah, you are. There's not in high school because they're all from here. But you know what? They could have moved here. I moved in high school. See, we're going to get to Taylor's going, yeah, moved here. So, and where do you go to high school?
I go to high school at Bowie High School.
Oh, very nice. Shout out. Now, how did you get into theater?
So, ever since I was little, I always wanted attention. every second
honest
of the day.
Honest and upfront. Love it.
I was big into sports for a little while, but I had always kind of wanted to either like sing or act. So in I think sixth grade, I took my first theater class and I really liked it. And ever since then, I've been acting away.
That's awesome. And what kind of sports did you do? Or do you still do sports too?
I do not do sports anymore. I had to pick. But I did. I
was
big
with soccer.
My mother
gave me that choice too. I think you don't understand, but then when you get to be an adult and you realize these parents are driving everywhere, you understand. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
But I was big into soccer, and I also played football, track, basketball.
Oh, yeah. You just, delved into a little bit of sports, just a little dabble here and there. Oh, that's exciting. So what was your very first theatrical production and your role?
Oh, actually, I think my first ever theatrical production was a production of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. I'm not actually entirely sure where it was, but our
but I remember
director,
it was with Wonka.
Wonka does that.
But I think the Charlie originally was hospitalized for some reason, and I was asked to take the role.
Some reason,
and then it fell through because it was interesting situation.
That's a lot of that's a lot of pressure for a kid. How old were you?
I think I was in second grade.
That's a lot of pressure for
Jackson
a second
this
grader,
year,
though.
Jackson this year at Bowie High School took over the lead role in their one act play like a week before they went on.
That's still crazy,
Best actor for like seven times
grade?
In a row.
Can you imagine second grade? Though? Here's a role.
Jackson's an exceptional young man. So,
well, we only have exceptional young men and women in this room
That's
right
true.
Now. This is the exceptional backstage at Offstage.
It is.
It's the exceptional series. So, oh, well, that's very exciting. So if you had a favorite, do you have a favorite musical or play, something you haven't worked on that you really would like to work on? Your dream?
I love all of the musicals that I want to be in, I probably couldn't be in. But
never say never.
I really would love to be in The Lion King.
And why are you guys laughing at that? The Lion King is awesome.
Would love to be in Miss Saigon as.
Oh, that's coming back to Broadway.
I do know that.
So,
I definitely know that.
You know, there's auditions around the corner.
He's going. He's going.
Oh, those are good choices. Good choices. All right. I'm going to zip around over here. Brendan.
Yes.
Yeah, he was giving me a look like, uh-oh. So, Brendan, where are you from? Are you born and raised here, too?
Yes, ma'am, from Austin, Texas.
And what high school do you go to?
I go to Cedar Ridge High School in Round Rock, Texas.
Yeah, so you take a little bit of a jaunt here and there.
I live in Rockdale, and I drive an hour to school, and then...
Whoa, you drive an hour to school on top of... Whoa. That's,
yeah. It's a lot.
Do you walk 4 miles up the hill in the snow with no shoes on? He's laughing at me like, no, those are the things our grandparents used to say to us to make us feel bad in life.
Yeah,
pretty much.
And it's true. We did walk uphill both ways in the driving snow in Dallas, Texas. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that is kind of funny. You did. Dallas does shut down. So how did you get started in theater?
Theater wasn't my first choice, for like choosing electives in school. I started in band and then.
What do you play?
I played trumpet, but I.
Just like, no, Patti LuPone plays tuba. I was about to say it's trumpet. I got the T. No, sorry, tuba, but very similar to Patti LuPone. You both play a T instrument.
But I started in band, and then I got kicked out because I never showed up to rehearsal. Yeah,
that tends to happen.
And then I went to school of rock for a little while and played guitar and sang, played drums, bass, and a little bit of keys. So I did a little bit
of everything. How many instruments actually do you play?
Now, I don't know. I've involved myself in musical theater a lot, but at School of Rock, I played keys, sang, if you want to call that an instrument.
Yes, it
guitar,
is.
Guitar, drums, and then I played trumpet, and then, so about five.
Oh, that's impressive. Yeah. It's five more than I can play. Actually, no, I can sing, so I guess it's four more than I can play.
But yeah, and then one day, my director in eighth grade was like, hey, do you sing? And I was like, yes, and he just invited me to an audition for Once Upon a Mattress.
What a great show to be your first little intro. Yeah.
Well, and I've always been like the shorter guy in musicals, so I got casted as one of the knights, and my sword that we had would drag on the ground everywhere I walked. And so my dad would be like, yep, there he is, and you can just hear my sword drag on the ground. But it was always
awesome. Oh my gosh, that's adorable. Oh my gosh, that's so adorable. Oh, that's great. So, Robert Stevens.
Yes, ma'am.
Tell us something you have not told us yet about you. Tell us something that Austin and your other fellow castmates and theater mates would not know about you.
My very first play that I remember doing was Cinderella, and I did it on Trinidadian television.
Wait, okay.
Well, rewind.
How? How did this weren't in Trinidad, were you?
Yes, I was.
Oh, okay.
We lived there for a year, and my school did a production of Cinderella.
Was it Rodgers and Hammerstein Cinderella?
No, it was just a dramatization. And I was the town crier. I got to announce that, you know, the prince was looking for Cinderella. And Trinidadian TV only ran for 2 hours a night, and they didn't have a whole lot of programming, so they chose to film our class doing Cinderella. So I actually had a solo spot on television when I was all of six.
Oh, that's kind of cool. That time I was on Trinidadian television.
Trinidadian television, yes. Yeah. So, and between that, I did a musical in high school where they pretty much only let me sing in the chorus, and then I was the first to die in a murder mystery musical. And
which is so funny because you, to me, and I love both, but you, to me, I would associate you with a lot of Shakespeare and straight plays. So I just heard musical, musical, musical all come out of your mouth. You have a secret musical background that I never knew about, and I've known you a long time.
I've only done two musicals since I started again at age 29. I did Guys and Dolls, which the director promised me would not involve me either singing or dancing.
And both were...
And, of course, both happened. Did a number that was choreographed by Tony Bravo.
Oh, well, that's not a bad
was me and a bunch of big, lunky guys, and she got us actually moving in sync, and we were all a little nervous, but then, you know, the first night, the crowd loved it, and everybody was like, oh, we must be better than we think. And I was like, no. When people see the bear dance, they're not thrilled because it's dancing well. They're just thrilled that it's dancing at all.
That Tony Bravo knows how to work with people and to make you comfortable within your own skin.
I had to remind myself when I was scared that I knew how to do stage choreography, fight choreography, you know, which is...
It's similar.
Very similar, except, you know, when you screw up in dance choreography, you don't get hit unless Tony Bravo is...
In the way.
Choreographing and, you know, hits you because you keep screwing up the choreography.
So, that is an interesting fact, Robert. I did not know that about you, and I bet you our listeners didn't either, so thank you for that.
You're welcome.
All right, Josh. What is an interesting fact, just like Robert, what is an interesting fact about you that you have not shared with us before? And that maybe your fellow castmates and fellow coworkers and fellow theater goers or students don't know about you. It doesn't have to be theater related. You could have a hobby or something we don't know about.
Do a lot of yoga.
Do you?
People know that.
What kind of yoga?
Anything I can. I mean, as far as I can stretch or...
So you don't mind? Yeah, I like all yogas, but some people will be like, I only like Hatha. I only like Kundalini.
Right.
No, like, they're really like into one practice.
I like all of that.
I like all of them, too.
And when I was little, I wanted to be an opera singer.
Get out!
I wanted to be an opera singer, and then...
Was there a moment that you saw or that you experienced that made you go, opera? That's for me.
Yeah, well, when I was in the third grade, I think, we took my school took a trip to see the Dallas Opera do Turandot,
mm-hmm.
and I just loved it. And the first show I ever saw was Phantom of the Opera, which is not an opera, but you know that I thought they were related at the time.
Yeah, it relates.
It's about an opera, and that's. And then I took it's been really fun doing this show because for most of my middle school and high school career, I did pop music.
So you're taking a walk down memory lane.
Yeah, and especially in the time period that we're doing this music is from when I was in middle school and high school. And it's a lot of fun. And it's fun to get to demonstrate, you know, and like, sang a little bit my when I was in my little boy band and
wait you were in a boy band
kind of
what was the name of your band
we were forming it was a attempt at a boy band
yeah but really you know happened. You had a name because the name always comes first so you right. give it up
but
come
then
on give it up
I decided
he's not giving the name
I decided
he's ignoring
in high
me.
School that music theater was what I wanted to do and I went to a classical music theater school hoping that I would still be able to learn to sing opera and my voice teacher said, I think you should stick with music theater. So now I'm a teacher.
Hey, that's awesome. That's
but
really awesome.
But I get to do, my students are so, as you heard earlier, are so exceptional that I get to be a pop singer. I get to be a music theater singer. I now get to be an opera singer through them. And it's so thrilling. You know, when singing this year, I had three students do audition for both music theater and vocal performance programs, or some just vocal performance like Taylor, and to get to live that music with them is just thrilling.
That is exciting. All yeah. right, Taylor, he just said your name, so I'm going to roll right next to you now.
My turn.
So I know you were not born in Austin, and you transferred to high school because you raised your hand.
I was born in Orlando, Florida.
Orlando!
Exactly. That part made me laugh very, very hard.
I was getting you Book of Mormon.
I don't know what's so great about Orlando.
What are you talking about? Disney is there. It doesn't matter how old you are. You're going to learn. Once you get to those gates and you see the ears, you're 4 years old. I argue with my niece over which rides we're taking. I'm like, Aunt Nikki's been riding that for 40 years. We're going on it. And she's like, that's a lame ride. I'm like, no, it's not.
We're going.
So
it's so rusty. To me, that's the magic of Orlando. But
the theme parks are what draw
I mean,
all the
it
tourists.
Is what it is.
It's
so
amazing.
So how did you end up in Texas from Orlando?
Well, Orlando until I was about four. Atlanta, Georgia for about 6 years. And then about seven or eight. I think eight, maybe nine. Oh, I don't even know. Years ago, I moved to Austin right before fourth grade. And so I've been here and I consider myself an Austinite.
Yeah. Where do you go to school?
I go to Westlake High School.
Oh, so you guys are all at different high schools. That's kind of exciting. Mixing and mingling already at an early age with your fellow peers.
That's another like part of PBC, the pre-professional company at Zach, that's so amazing is you get to meet people from other parts of Austin that I didn't even know existed. I didn't know Round Rock even existed.
Well, it's going to take over. That Williamson County is going
to
be more populated
than Travis. It's hard to see out of Westlake when you
soon.
Live in Westlake.
Yeah, I know.
You know, these kids, we had in PPC, we had, I think, 15 seniors go out and audition around the country that are pursuing music theater. And they've gotten into some of the best programs in the country. Schools that only take 4 or 5 you know, kids or,
yeah.
or I mean, four, like 4 to 10 kids a year, you know, and these schools are seeing this company put Austin on the map as a music. I mean, these kids are not just some of the best kids in town. They're some of the best kids in the country. I mean, it is remarkable.
The talent right now in the United States, the talent on Broadway itself mm-hmm. with the amount of teens
young
and
people.
Youth and children that are on stage cast in these shows is so overwhelming. I've never seen so much. I think it started, honestly, when Annie's revival started with Lilla Crawford a few years ago.
Right.
It has been ongoing from Matilda all the way up. All the way down, so it's crazy. So Lisa's giving me time through the window, but she doesn't know we had a few error
yeah.
bumps in the beginning.
But Taylor,
so quickly, I don't want to run out of time. I want to finish up with Taylor, and I want to make sure that I get Miss Victoria in the English for last.
Token Brit
for last. So
Taylor, how did you start getting into theater? Was it in Orlando or Atlanta or here in Austin?
Started in Austin. I was like Jackson. I was always a performer as a kid. I loved Barney. I loved Barney. I still
Lisa
love Barney.
Worked on Barney and tour. You need to talk to her about that.
That show just really inspired me. And about when I was in seventh grade, I did a show at TexArts. It was like a Jerome Robbins tribute, and Jen from PPC, Jennifer Malsett Young, she choreographed, and that's when I first met her.
And she took you over to the other side.
Yeah, I just kind of went over to Zach and haven't looked back. It's been amazing.
Oh, that's awesome.
I turned into a soprano.
That's exactly. Awesome. Well, that's awesome. I know, and now she's going on to do opera, so it was probably a good call. Who knew? So, Miss Victoria.
Hello.
I'm going to say you're not from Austin.
I think the accent gives me away just a little bit.
So where are you from and how did you get here? I know you and Lisa were talking a bit about your story, and she's like, you better tell that on backstage. So I only heard part of the conversation, so I'm going to let you fill everyone in on what y'all were talking about there.
Well, I grew up in Bath, which is at the southwest of England, really near Bristol. Of course, the Old Vic Theatre is founded in Bristol. And so I was very lucky to grow up with theatre. I was cast in quite a few things from a young age. I actually started taking speech and drama lessons to help with my lisp, which now does not exist.
Oh.
And my amazing drama teacher, Mrs. Thompson, realised that I was actually really quite good at what I was doing. So she started entering me for examinations with Lambda in Guildhall. And then I started participating in competitions, started winning all the competitions, and then roles just kept on trickling in. So I've been really fortunate to have worked with some incredibly talented casts, directors, companies. I've worked with the Old Vic. I've worked with the Royal Shakespeare Company. I've worked on loads of other cool independent productions, done a few feature films, and then I ended up marrying an American.
Okay, and I was like, and where does Austin come into all this? But there you go.
There it is. So I married an American a few years ago. I moved here in 2013, and I'm still here, and I now consider Austin to be my home. I really love it here, and I've just started getting into theatre.
Well, you know, we really are England, because this is Never Never Land. And we live in the land of Lost Boys, when you just has to get off the island, everyone. So you're really in England, you just don't know it. Because Austin is Never Never Land.
I love it here. I really love it here. So we'll see what the future holds for me.
Oh, that's exciting. Austin. Well, you have to come back and tell us more about your adventures.
Absolutely. I'd love to.
Thank you all for joining us. Now, Victoria, what is your favorite musical theater song?
Oh my gosh, that's so, so hard.
At the moment. How about I should say favorite at the moment?
At the moment, I must admit, I really love Book of Mormon. Anything from Book of Mormon just makes me smile.
I think I hear it right now. Oh, that's so exciting. How about that? Just on cue, the heavens speak to you. It must be God. Or actually, John Smith.
The magic of radio.
So thank you all for joining us for Backstage at Offstage. And oh my gosh, I never did the answer to the trivia question. So we did the trivia question. We did curtains. So we were talking about Kander obviously passed. Kander had to write the book because Ebb passed away while they were writing it. So who helped Kander revise the book and complete the lyrics? Was it A, Terrence McNally, B, Douglas Wright, C, Thomas Meehan, D, John Guare, or E, Rupert Holmes? What's your guess there, Robert? Go around.
Terrence McNally.
Okay. What's yours there?
Wouldn't have a clue.
All right, that's good too.
G. Rob Guare.
John Guare? D. John Guare. You know what?
I like that
you pulled. He pulled D out, though. That was fine. You got a guess? No guess from Taylor. What do you think, Josh?
G.
G. There is no G.
That's my guess.
The last one was E. Rupert Holmes. You're going with Holmes. E. Okay. What are you going with there?
I'm just gonna say Terrence McNally because that's the only person.
Because you know Terrence, and he's a Texan. That's not a. That's and Terrence McNally actually did write a lot of books for Kander and Ebb, so it's not a far off thought, but I hate to tell you all, it was E. Rupert Holmes.
I said that.
Yes, I know.
Oh,
yeah,
good.
Well, you were right. I was telling you they were talking about the.
But she still hates to tell us that.
But I still hate to.
But his previous Broadway title was also A Mystery of Edwin Drood, and he helped Kander complete Curtains. Here's the Broadway bonus. What was the original title for Curtains?
Drapes.
Who killed David Merrick? Dun, dun, dun.
I would have guessed that.
So thank you all very much, and we'll be back next week.
Turn it on.